It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Can your most powerful cancer weapon actually be in your kitchen? You know, we hear more and more about things that we can eat that it will either contribute to cancer, you know, additives, preservatives, and dyes, and things like that, processed foods, and things that we can eat that actually can help fight off cancer and be our little armies just right inside of us. My guest is Dr. Patrick Quillen. He's an internationally recognized expert in the area of nutrition and cancer. He's the author of Beating Cancer with Nutrition. So, Dr. Quillen, let's talk about certain foods that actually contribute to cancer so that right away we can say, get those off your diet.
Very good. Thank you for sharing your listeners, Melanie. I appreciate the opportunity. Cancer is the second leading cause of death in America, so it certainly is worth discussing. 1.4 million Americans will be newly diagnosed with cancer this year, and there are many foods that we're purchasing in abundant quantities that are part of the cancer problem. So let's talk about foods that we eat that maybe we should eat less of, and foods that we don't eat that we need more of that could change that equation. And instead of 42% of Americans ending up in a cancer hospital, which is the current statistic, maybe we could cut that in half with good diet. For instance, there's abundant evidence that says we're eating too much sugar and the wrong kind of fat. So sugar and fat would be the two foods that I would put at the top of the list as no-nos. Among the sugars, I'm talking about refined, simple sugars, such as high fructose corn syrup, white sugar, white flour in general, raises blood glucose, which creates this havoc of eicosanoids and insulin. And there's all kinds of well-documented ways of showing that sugar feeds cancer. But the best documentation is that when a cancer patient goes to the hospital, one of the tools that the doctor will use to diagnose the cancer is called a PET scan, PET, positron emission tomography. And what that does is the doctor will inject radioactively labeled glucose into the patient's vein, and then they use a device that's kind of like a Geiger counter to track where that radioactive sugar went, because cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer, and it's been known for 60 years, and that's why they buy this $2 million diagnostic equipment, and then people walk away from this test and say, eat whatever you want. That doesn't make any sense. So simply lowering the amount of sugar in the gut and the blood can help tremendously. Eating the right kind of fats and avoiding the wrong kind of fats. The wrong kind of fats starts with hydrogenated fats. These are fats that from nature might have been okay, but then we hydrogenate or add a hydrogen to them and make them hard like a Crisco. And those are fats that have been demonstrated an ability. They raise the risk for heart disease and cancer. They're not good for us. And then another of the worst fats is the omega-6 fats. Too much corn, soy, safflower oil, especially deep fried foods, are carcinogenic or may raise the risk for cancer. So those are on the list of foods that we should minimize. And then the good foods, and that's what I'm much more of a yes, yes doc than a no, no doc, start with colorful fruits and vegetables. Melanie, there have now been over 300 studies showing that a diet rich in fruits and vegetables can lower the risk for most types of cancer. And what we now find is that there's about 20,000 bioflavonoids and 800 carotenoids in these pigments, deeply colored fruits and vegetables such as broccoli, watermelon, tomatoes, pineapple, apricot, spinach. So deeply colored fruits and vegetables have anti-cancer substances that we're only beginning to understand.
Now, Dr. Quillen, I want to ask you this because, you know, there's these superfoods, and kale is now really making a big name for itself. And my family, we eat just so many of these things you're talking about. Are you an advocate of a plant-based diet, or do you feel that there's room for fish, you know, with the omega-3s and getting some of those kinds of things, or are you advocating really a good plant-based diet for a nutrition and cancer thing?
Very good question, Melanie. I am a big fan of omnivorous. Omni means everything and plant-based. So what I strongly encourage is that people get at least 55% and up to 90% of their calories from plant food, and that means fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts and seeds, and seaweed is a superfood. So that would be plant food. And then the other 10 to 40% of your calories would come from fresh, wholesome animals, such as grass-fed beef, such as organically raised chicken, free-range chicken eggs, yogurt, unpasteurized milk. Animal food contains carny nutrients that are not found in plant foods, and that includes things like eicosapentaenoic acid, EPA, is the fat that would be near the top of my list of foods and supplements that can help to protect against cancer, and it's not found in any plant food. So there are nutrients that are in animals that we cannot get in plants, and hence the reason for an omnivorous diet, but it's plant-based.
I love that you gave that answer, Dr. Quillen, because you know that I'm right there with you. That is exactly how I feel, that there's room as long as you're not taking in certainly those processed food. And if somebody already has cancer, then they're looking at foods that will kind of be cohesive with whatever treatment they've decided to take. And, you know, people have heard about things like ginseng and, you know, or helping with maybe some of the nausea instead of taking Compazine, you know, using parsley and ginger or miso and any of these things. Speak about cancer and nutrition together.
Very good. My background, Melanie, is I have earned my bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees in nutrition. I'm a registered dietitian, a certified nutrition specialist with the American College of Nutrition, and I spent 10 years as vice president of nutrition for a nationwide cancer hospital. So I work in a hospital setting for hospitals around the country, so I know of which I speak. And I also organized 3 international medical conferences on nutrition and cancer. So sharing with people, there are 5 main reasons why you should include nutrition as part of comprehensive cancer treatment. And I do not encourage anyone to use nutrition as sole therapy against cancer, but it's part of your doctor's good therapy. But the first reason is because 40% or more of cancer patients actually die of malnutrition. Cancer is a wasting disease, and that's a whole nother our subject in itself. And so we need to use foods and supplements to make sure the patient does not lose weight or to help them to regain weight. I have developed this called a Dragon Slayer shake that helps people to gain weight when they're going through chemo and radiation, when foods just don't taste good and they have nausea. So first reason, address malnutrition. Second is that nutrients can help make chemo and radiation more of a selective toxin. If you eat right and take good supplements, the chemo is not going to cause as much collateral damage in the body. In our wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Defense Department spoke of collateral damage, killing people you didn't mean to, sorry. And that happens in the cancer war all the time. Chemo and radiation are non-selective toxins. But with a good diet, you can protect the healthy cells and allow the cancer cells to be more vulnerable.
Now, that's a great place. That's a great place for us to break. Please, in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Quillen, tell people where they can find out more about you and the information that you're giving.
My book, Beating Cancer with Nutrition, is available in all bookstores, health food stores, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and your health food store. So Beating Cancer with Nutrition, it's sold 500,000 copies, great reviews, and my website, NutritionCancer.com.
And the website is nutritioncancer.com, and the book is Beating Cancer with Nutrition. You can work on these things. It's all about nutrition, people. That's what it's all about. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.